From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump embraced by an enthusiastic conservative crowd. President Trump spoke to an enthusiastic auditorium filled with supporters today at a conference sponsored by the Conservative Political Action Committee. In just under an hour, he chose to resurrect a number of bromides left over from his campaign. He also addressed issues regarding polling here in the first month of his new administration that suggest a large majority of people are dissatisfied.
Take a look, honestly. Take a look at their polls over the last 2 years. Now, you'd think they'd fire the pollster, right? After years and years of getting battered. But I mean, who knows? Maybe they're just bad at polling.
He addressed the accusation of having painted the media as an enemy to the American people, suggesting that that in itself was an example of bad reporting.
They're very dishonest people. In fact, in covering my comments, the dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people, the fake news. They dropped off the word fake. And all of a sudden, the story became the media is the enemy. They take the word fake out.
The president chose not to address specifics on issues currently raging in the U.S. political mainstream. He did utilize one of his pet issues, however, to give Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders a compliment.
Not that I'm a fan of Bernie, but a lot of Bernie people voted for Trump. You know why? Because he's right on one issue, trade. He was right about trade. Our country is being absolutely devastated with bad trade deals. So he was right about that. But we got a lot of Bernie support. So actually, I like Bernie, okay? I like Bernie.
His most sustained applause came from comments regarding the American right to have guns.
And by the way, we will protect our Second Amendment.
This is VOA News. A second suicide car bomber hit the location of an earlier explosion Friday near a Syrian village near Al Bab, just one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies took much of the strategic town from Islamic State fighters. The death toll has reached 65 people, including many civilians, rebel fighters, and at least two Turkish soldiers. The first blast on Friday struck an opposition security post in the village of Susian, killing many civilians along with opposition forces and two Turkish soldiers. People had gathered at the security office where many of them were seeking permission to return to Al Bab, which had been the scene of heavy fighting for 2 months. The second attack came as local residents and rescue teams were retrieving bodies of those killed in the earlier bomb attack. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces pushed deeper into the western half of Mosul after launching several attacks to recapture Islamic State's last main stronghold in the city. The advances come one day after counterterrorism groups regained control of the airport in Mosul that had been controlled by the extremist Islamist group since 2014. The troops took full control Friday of the Ghazlani army base. AP reports about a dozen Palestinian protesters in the West Bank city of Hebron unfurled a banner showing President Trump on Friday and hurled shoes at it in protest of his Middle East policies. Palestinian activist Issa Amro.
We are here to send a message to Trump administration that we exist. We deserve full rights as everybody in the world. We disrespect this president who doesn't see us as equal human being with everyone. Palestinians will not give up.
In a striking departure from longtime American policy, Trump refrained earlier this month from supporting a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Yemeni security officials say a suicide bomber killed at least 8 soldiers on Friday at a security base in the southern city of Zanjibar. The bomber, disguised as a driver carrying wood, blew up his vehicle at the gate of a Yemeni military base after failing to get inside. Associated Press reporting that the VX nerve agent, a chemical on a UN list of weapons of mass destruction, was used to kill the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in last week's bizarre murder in a busy Kuala Lumpur airport. Malaysian police said on Friday that Kim Jong-nam died on February 13th after being assaulted by two women who wiped the toxic chemical on his face. A single drop can cause death. And we'll have more on that at our website. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.